We are here right now at in Franklin. One of our projects is the Living Water Homeless Ministry. Just delivered some cantaloupe, fresh produce, and also additional ceiling fan that they need for this ministry. But while I'm here, I met a gentleman here, and tell us your name and what ministry you're from and what city.
My name is JR, and the ministry is Christians Caring for the Homeless and Elderly out of St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. It's basically a street ministry that I ran for 21 years, helping take food and clothing and prayer and helping uplift people off that were living on the streets. And I ran a men's shelter for a year there in St. Louis, a men's homeless shelter where they were able to stay and reside, and we helped them find jobs and some work job programs and stuff like that.
So what's your motivating factor to give 21 years of your life in this ministry?
Well, I have been homeless off and on myself, and so people have helped me, and the Lord called me to help others. Mm-hmm. My full goal is to open another mission, which would be more than just a shelter. It would be actually where people could stay for up to a year. And they would go through job training, education training, and we have some work programs that we would develop with some jobs from within the ministry itself.
Wow. What a great ministry you run there.
I started a new job Monday.
Uh-huh. Here in Indianapolis?
In Franklin.
Oh, in Franklin. Okay.
And then she's waiting. She should be starting a new job herself on sometime next week at the Walmart in Franklin. So
yeah.
Once we get on our feet, my goal is to use part of what we make and turn it over, and turn it back and do the Lord's work that He's called me to do.
Amen. So Ed, you mentioned that you just met our brother here last night, and
that's right.
Now you already connected him.
Yes, I sure did. I thought it was imperative because I had mentioned you and Gene, but I mentioned Gene primarily because Gene does that. You know, I'm kind of like a little bit semi-retired from what these guys do, but I felt it was imperative, very important for him and Gene to hook up, and they did. And I'm just trying to see what I could do here, meanwhile, to try to help him out, to get him situated. I don't know quite where to go with this yet because we're still talking and communicating, and I'll try to do whatever I can to try to help him out and get him going.
So you just heard Ed. He's been regular in our interview in the past couple of weeks here, and he runs the with his wife Gina, the Living Water Ministry, and have the opportunity to come alongside this ministry as well. And basically that's what it is, the kingdom of God in our neighborhood, people helping people, and just connecting people together. Go ahead, Larry.
This is Larry Heckathorn. Merlin gave us cabinets, which we installed, which increased the room and the capacity of the house by tenfold at least. We have plenty of room for dishes. The clutter's all cleaned up. It was a tremendous gift that Merlin gave to us and blessed us with. And we really appreciate Merlin and what he does for the homeless and for the people that house homeless here.
And this is the Living Water, reporting in Living Water Ministry in Franklin.